Stufu, music.
We're gonna go back to this. We're gonna come back to this.
Sure, whatever you say. Whatever you say, man.
You're a jerk. You know that?
You love me, though. You know it's not true, but you love me.
You're an asshole.
I prefer the term bitch.
If you were a dude, you'd totally be an asshole, and I would straight be your friend forever.
Oh, so if I was a dude, you'd be my friend forever for saying that stuff?
Because you're a total prick!
But since I'm a chick saying that stuff, double standard.
Yeah, and? Oh boy.
Nope. Nope. Would you like to see the video as it plays?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I mean, I can start making comments about it going, OMGs, I know this game! OMGs, I know this game!
You are a fangirl.
I am! Did the tattoo not give it away? Tattoo and the bag and the hat and the shirts, plural, and the wallet and the jacket.
You know what? Sony could have had a chance to win E3 and it would have not mattered because you would have been like, Nintendo's the best regardless. Game over.
Sony dropped the ball, though. Well, they didn't drop the ball, as was already said in the Sony podcast, but...
Sony should have came to play.
They should have
established that.
Yeah, they should have had a different presenter.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're keeping all that in there.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. I mean, the music's playing.
So wait, did they get into our entire music argument?
Oh no, I totally erased that.
Okay.
That did not need to be heard.
Aww.
As we see, Twilight Princess!
You are a Sony, I mean not a Sony, you are a Nintendo fangirl.
I'm a Zelda fangirl, let's get this right. Some stuff I could care less about from Nintendo, I am a Zelda fangirl.
Like what?
Well, I've never played Star Fox because I've never really wanted to.
Well, that's just because... No, you're going to change that one real soon.
Yeah. There was, I mean, some Kid Icarus. I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I probably, like, Mario would probably come, like, fifth or sixth in my list. I'm a Zelda fangirl. It's all about Zelda. Like, this music right now, this is music I would go to bed listening to. Because it's, like, really good orchestrations. They, like, give me chills, and it's so emotional. It's just, It's just, you know, there's that music that you can't help. You're just like, oh my god, this is so good. Don't you agree, Ralph? Don't you agree? Come here, sweetheart. Come listen to the rest of the music. It's almost over, sweetie. As we see all the new Skyward Sword stuff, and we all just go fucking batshit crazy! And then the I'm totally getting that 25th anniversary logo tattoo.
Oh boy.
I'm getting that. That is my other tattoo. Swear to the three goddesses!
Oh boy.
That's right. I went there.
Nintendo fangirl. It's so
Zelda.
Bad.
Zelda fangirl.
You're a...
Zelda.
Oh god.
Zelda.
If you say so.
It's all about Zelda.
I don't have a problem with Zelda.
Better not.
I have a problem with their fans.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that.
What?
I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know what to tell you what to do.
tell their fans to stop sucking balls.
Excuse me?
Wow! Somebody got defensive really quick.
Excuse me?
Well, I know what to say to piss you off.
Anyway, Nintendo E3 press conference!
Oh boy. What the hell are you doing?
Waving my empty Gatorade bottle around.
Oh. Totally didn't sound like that.
I know, cause it's just, yeah. So, anyway, if you couldn't tell by the awesome music, or, you know, if you couldn't hear the music over us, Zelda! I have so many fucking notes on Zelda.
Yeah, I should leave that to you.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Great big Zelda orchestration, the homage. Homage to Zelda, because 25 years old! We already did a Zelda 25th anniversary podcast. That was actually, like, the second podcast.
Yep.
So, yeah, so we saw some of our very first Skyward Sword images of, like, actual, like, not just gameplay. I'm pretty sure that the blonde chick, that was Zelda. I'm pretty sure. And they showed a boss that wasn't Ganondorf.
This is true.
That's kind of shocking. I wonder if they're going to do kind of like they did with Twilight Princess, where, you know, there was this boss, but Ganondorf is going to show up in the end.
Probably.
I'm almost, like, just for, like, you know, The Legend of Zelda continuity, I hope they do, but if the rumors of people saying, like, this is, like, timeline-wise, this would be the very first Legend of Zelda, you know, then maybe we'll see origins of Ganon?
I don't think so. I don't think they're gonna delve that far.
No, I don't think they are either, but
it'd be interesting to see.
It would be pretty interesting. I did see some rumors where people were saying that the boss in there kind of looked like Vati.
Ooh.
Yeah, some of them said it looked like Vati. Wouldn't that be like Vati's like third Zelda appearance or something? Third or
second
fourth?
Or third.
No, I know he's already been in two.
Third or fourth, excuse me.
Yeah. Anyway. Shocking thing, Miyamoto did not come out with a sword and shield.
Surprise!
Oh my god! they're also, why do, for some reason I've written the theme song for Skyward, focusing on music. Maybe because they were doing a lot of stuff with the music. At the time of this recording, because we're super uber late on this recording, you can go on your 3DS and go buy Link's Awakening.
That is still up for download. Actually, let me triple check right now on my
3DS. What color is it?
Blue still.
Oh, okay. What other colors are there anyway?
Blue and red.
Oh, okay. I totally get the blue.
Oh no. Oh wait, there it goes. Never mind.
I'd kind of kill for a gold. Should be a gold.
It would be cool, but...
I know.
Yeah, Link's Awakening is a downloadable title for the 3DS. As of that recording, it actually got put up. No joke.
Like, as of the original E3 recording, not this recording.
Exactly.
Like, that's how Nintendo went, we are gonna open with a fucking bang by Link's Awakening on the 3DS! Go buy it, bitches!
LOL.
I know.
As of right now, it is indeed up.
And how much is it?
Let's find out. La 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 la. I think it's like $5.99.
Oh. Because I know when I get a 3DS, I'm probably going to end up buying it.
Link's Awakening?
Yeah. I don't know, because I have it on my, I'm playing it, you know, Game Boy Advance cartridge on my DS.
Oh, well, then there's really no point.
I know, I was just thinking, there really, really is no point. But Ocarina of Time 3D out for the 3DS.
Yes, it is, and as of this recording, I have it in my head.
Okay.
It's $5.99. That's how much it is.
Okay. You want to know what's really sad?
What?
About the Ocarina of Time 3D? Like, if you started playing it from the very beginning, I could tell you, without looking at anything, just us on Skype right now, not sharing any kind of screen or anything, I could tell you exactly where to go if you did the original quest. I could tell you exactly where to go, where to find stuff, in every dungeon, and every quest.
Oh, that's so cute. We might have to test that out after this recording.
And it'd be kind of awesome. That should be our next video. Like, you turn the cam on your 3DS, and I won't look at the screen, and so, like, the people can test to see if I'm right.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. We might have to do that.
Okay,
that would
that's
be
awesome.
Really fucking cool.
Okay, that's awesome. So, okay, anyway, included in Ocarina of Time 3D is a mirrored Master Quest, which is basically, like, I have the Master Quest for the GameCube disc. I'm not sure if it's... I think it's mirrored, too, but I'm not sure if it's mirrored. I actually haven't played it in a very long time.
It is mirrored.
On the GameCube disc?
Yes.
Okay. I have to get back to that one, because that one I don't know where anything is. Like, even the gold skull tellers, I don't know where they are, and I was all freaking out. but there's also in 3DS game a new boss mode. Yes, I don't know. I don't know. I'm assuming that just means you can go and play different bosses.
Kind of like a boss rush mode.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Also coming to, I think it's a 3DS, a Four Swords 4-player co-op, which will be a free download.
Yep.
They didn't say if it was going to be the whole game, or if it was just going to be co-op, or if you're going to need the four players, or if you can play it on your own.
Well, the big thing about it is that
it's
they're
free?
Having Link's Awakening, not Link's Awakening, I think they said Link to the Past is coming, isn't it? The virtual console?
Hang on. Maybe. Very well could be. I don't have that written down.
Me either, so I might be just bullshitting. But I think they said it was, but I know Ford Swords is going to be as a free download.
Yeah, that's free. They also said, here's the big news, Skyward Sword, this holiday for the Wii!
Hooray! Because I know we were debating about that.
Oh, yeah. We didn't know if they were going to do like what they did with Twilight Princess and release it for both platforms, because we all know there's a new Wii console coming out. Well, new Nintendo console coming out, I should say. Which we will get into later in the podcast! Mm. Not that it's... if anyone follows anything, not that it's going to be a surprise, but... it's going to use Wii Motion Plus, and they're coming out with the awesome promotional gold Wiimote! It looks amazing!
That's going to be pretty cool.
You know I'm going to get that.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, now it's all, there's a bunch of, it's all music news, where they're coming out with two CDs. One is a Ocarina 3D, the official soundtrack. And apparently if you're one of the first to register the CD or the game, I'm not sure, you get a gift. Which is actually nothing new to me, because when I registered my Phantom Hourglass, I do believe it was Phantom Hourglass, they sent me a really cool looking stylus for my DS. It was like a clear, like a quill look.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that was just, it was free, and it was just because I registered my game. So, Nintendo always does, you know, cool stuff like that. And then there's another disc coming out. It's going to be released with the Skyward Sword game. And this one is going to be based on the concerts that are coming.
Yep.
Concerts that they're going to be symphony concerts for the 25th anniversary. They're going to be played in each region of the world. So you can look out for that. I know that's going to be awesome, and I'm going to try my damnedest to get to one. Huh, Ralph? Huh? Actually, it's very funny. The kitten who's on me right now, He's a little blonde kitten. I tried to name him Link. I know. But Mama said no. No. So we named you Ralph. Ralph after Ralph Lauren. Fashion designer. Sigh. Link would have been a better name. So then that's all of the amazing Zelda. It's awesome. And then so.
Oh boy.
Yeah, they're coming up with a new thing where they're all like deeper and wider, and I had to stop myself from laughing. They're just trying to appeal to all gamers. Do you want to touch on the games coming out for the 3DS?
Of course I do. Alright, so. Nintendo did this whole thing. Reggie came out.
Reggie Fils-Aimé!
And Reggie is pretty much like Nintendo's like White Knight. It's actually pretty cool. And he announced a whole bunch, he talked about a whole bunch of games for the 3DS that were coming out.
Showed a cool trailer.
Yeah, some of which were announced, some of them were not announced. Like, for instance, Mario Kart for the 3DS. We all knew it was going to come. They've said that they were going to make one, but they never showed any gameplay.
Until now.
Now, Mario Kart has always been the same shtick, nothing really different. Except now, they're pulling something from Diddy Kong Racing, which I don't know if a lot of people have played.
I didn't.
But it has something really cool where you now can fly.
Fly!
One of the coolest things is that you see Mario take his Mario Kart and jump off this cliff. And then uses his glider to glide all the way down. And it was pretty fucking cool. There's a whole bunch of new stages. One, a Luigi's Mansion stage, which is really, really cool. And that's not the last time we're going to hear of that.
Don't forget, you can go underwater.
Yep, and they dove into water and it turned into a boat.
And then... go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that I saw in that trailer was the customization.
Yes!
Which you can now customize your own card, and that looks fucking awesome. It's probably going to be the best experience on Mario Kart to have. Ever.
Coming out holiday 2011!
Yep, that's going to come out this holiday season. The next one is my personal favorite, and I can't wait for this shit. It's Star Fox 64 3D.
Dual barrel!
For a lot of you guys who remember the old school Star Fox, they're bringing Star Fox 64 to the 3DS. Which, first off, I fucking can't wait because you're taking an exceptionally great game and then making it portable, which is an automatic buy for me. And then you're tacking on motion control, which means you turn the DS to the left, your thing's going to turn to the left. And cameras. So while you're piloting and killing your friends, you're going to be able to see your friend's reaction. It is going to be so fucking cool. And it's not even going to be funny.
And they're
going
to see your face when you go...
Yeah, I mean, there's only one gripe I have about the Star Fox. And this actually... I don't like to announce it because it was discovered afterwards, but there is no online co-op, or there is no online for Star Fox. It's kind of local only.
Which oh, really?
Blows. Yeah.
Aww.
So I can't be at my house and then my friend be at his house and play. I have to be around him, and that's pretty gay.
Well, maybe they'll fix that.
I hope they do.
Even though it's coming out in September.
Yep. It's already paid off. Yeah, can't wait.
Nice.
They actually announced the new Mario. They just called it Super Mario 3D.
It's created from scratch!
Built from scratch. You're not going to see anything like New Super Mario Brothers or Super Mario Brothers V. It was built completely from scratch. The only thing I have written down here is, holy shit, it's real 3D. It's not like It's not like, it felt more open world. It felt more like Mario 64 than regular old school Mario.
And they said they're going to put elements of like the old NES games in there too.
Yes, that was a pretty big thing. Another thing, and only thing I have written down here is, it's real 3D. Stop showing me this video and take my money.
I have it's coming in 2011.
Yep, holiday 2011, the new Mario is going to drop. The next one is a really, really big one. A lot of people are looking forward to this one. Is Kid Icarus Uprising.
I mean, we knew about this last year, but...
Yeah.
It got better.
Yeah, it looks really, 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 really good now. They delved a little bit in the story. Something else that was really interesting, the voice actor who played Pit in Brawl is playing Pit in Uprising, which is great, because I love the voice actor for Pit.
Yeah.
It is a kind of a rail shooter. It looks weird, because it looks like at points in time you're actually controlling Pit and you know, hacking and slashing your way, and in other parts and times, it looks like you're shooting the shit out of everything that moves. Which, either way, is awesome. It reminds me of Space Harrier, for any of you guys, for any of you old fogies who have actually played Space Harrier, you know. Welcome to the Fantasy Zone, that whole deal. This is good.
I do have, speaking of rail shooters, just real quick, I have an addendum to anyone who listened to the Microsoft podcast and heard us talking about Fable. Fable the Journey will not be a rail shooter. The game itself will not be a rail shooter. Peter Molyneux himself said they did it that way just for the demo because they didn't want to basically fuck up on live TV.
Okay. Here's my addendum to that. From what I understand from those exact same words from that, or not the exact same words, but from that exact same guy, he pretty much said that it was a rail shooter to a point.
No, because he said it's still going to be open world, because you're still going to be able to travel and walk around and still going to be able to interact with other players.
We'll find out, because it's coming out this year.
I know. He said it's not a rail. He said it's still open world.
We will find out, because if it's any at all like a rail shooter, it is not going to sell.
No, but he said it's not, because he knows that would not live up to the Fable name. And, you know, that's his baby. Anyway, back to Kid Icarus.
Okay, hold on, wait. Well, no, we'll get into this. We'll go into this later. back to Kid Icarus. Space Harrier ordeal. With all you old fogies, you're going to recognize exactly how this game is going to play. Big, huge thing that didn't get announced until E3 was its multiplayer.
Did that look fucking awesome?
The multiplayer on this thing is 3-on-3 and looks nasty. To have a team of three go against another team of three, and it looked freaking amazing. It might play out like Star Fox did, and if it plays out like Star Fox did, oh my goodness, you're going to have some really crazy airtime coming this holiday season. Now, the one of the cooler things, too, is for anybody that has a 3DS, the very end of the trailer showed these guys putting down two cards. Switched at it with the 3DS, and Pit, and I cannot remember his
Medusa.
Name to save my life. Medusa?
It was Medusa?
Okay. Pit and Medusa pop up from these cards, and apparently you can have VR card battles.
Augmented reality cards!
So that is going to be awesome. And the big surprise is that it is dropping this year. So yeah, as far as the 3DS is concerned, you're going to have my money.
You're going to be poor. You're not going to be able to pay your rent or your bills.
Or live.
You're going to be living in your box playing your 3DS, jacking internet from somewhere else just to charge it.
It'll be awesome. It'll be fantastic.
Cool.
Next one, Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion 2!
Luigi's Mansion 2 is getting a 3DS mock-up. It is not Luigi's Mansion 1. It is not done like the original Luigi's Mansion. It's completely brand new. They did show a little bit of gameplay for that. If you are a fan of Luigi's Mansion, you'll probably like the second one. It looked pretty cool. It reminded me a lot like Ghostbusters, just in a Mario style. The environments looking, they looked exactly the way I wanted it to. Only thing is, they didn't have a release date for it.
Yeah, that was the only one they didn't have a release date for.
Yep. And then they had a whole bunch of trailers of all this other good stuff, particularly three games. Ace Combat 3D, for a lot of people, did not know that was coming out. And for anybody who's a fan of Ace Combat, that looks like it's going to be awesome. Cave Story, which is it was a homebrew game up until recently. It's coming to the 3DS. Oh my god. Excited. As a fighting game fan, Tekken on the 3DS. After that, I say fuck me. Because I'm going to be broke.
let's see. The other games they had were Resident Evil the Mercenaries.
Yeah, Resident Evil Mercenaries.
Sonic and Mario 2012 London Olympics.
Ah, I didn't have that one written down. Oh boy.
It was right after Ace Combat.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
I was probably going on games that I actually cared about.
Yeah, you were. Because there was another, there's Tetris coming out, Tetris 3D.
Ooh.
Yep. Another Resident Evil, Revelations.
Hmm?
Driver, Renegade.
Ugh, gay. That's probably why. I probably just wrote down the shit I cared about.
See, there's also a Pac-Man and Galaga combined game.
Yeah, that one actually looks pretty cool. The Generations looks fucking awesome.
And then Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D.
Yeah, it actually really surprised me that Kojima didn't even come out for this one. I think it would have been really cool to actually see some of the difference in playing Metal Gear Solid 3 on the 3DS as opposed to playing it on my PS2 and soon to be playing on PS3. It actually kind of really sucks because now that I think about it, I really, 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 really wanted to see Metal Gear Solid 1 on my 3DS. They were talking about having another Metal Gear Solid, and excuse me, hold on, I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be Nintendo, but I have like a small 30-second rant to make about Metal Gear. They are remaking every single fucking Metal Gear except my favorite one, and I want to know why. Why, Kojima? Why can't you just remake the first one? Not to say that I don't like the second one, and the third one was pretty cool, but make the fucking first one. The HD remakes that are coming out for the PS3 are covering 2, 3, and 4. What happened to the first one? That's not a trilogy. That's two, the prequel to one, and then a side story. Damn it! Remake the other one. Okay.
Please send your answer, Kojima, to tcpspodcasts@gmail.com. Thank you.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I will make sure I read the email and Tony does not. I will send him what you said, but I will not let him emotionally respond.
That is so cool. I didn't know my stylist did that.
Oh, dear God. Well, you know, that is a really good transition. Because the next thing they talked about was the 3DS.
Yeah.
That was a really good transition. Bravo, Tony.
Thank you. I tried.
No, you didn't.
I'm here for the team.
So, later this year, you will be able to download game trailers and demos on your 3DS.
Great.
Also, a virtual console is coming to the 3DS.
As of today.
Oh, yay. Yes, okay, it's on there. So, yes, this is a virtual console. Not unlike the Wii one, but this is just for the 3DS.
Right.
And they're going to port Game Boy and Game Boy Color games.
Great.
And they're also going to start bringing some of the classic console titles to 3D for the 3DS.
Like, for instance?
Yes, whip out your thing.
I'm sorry?
Your 3DS shop thing.
Oh, okay. No, I was just gonna say, yeah, like 3D Excite Bike.
That is free. That is a free download.
Until July 7th, so anybody who can still listen to this and has a 3DS, you still have time. Go get it. And may I just say, it looks fucking awesome. They did a really, really, really good job with this. So, if this is what all the other console games are going to look like, sign me up. Sign me up right now and take my money.
What? What? So then after that was... I know this one right here. It was actually a favorite. Kind of a favorite. It's what Shua was looking forward to. Pokemon!
Gotta catch them all!
It's you and me.
Okay.
You is my destiny, Pokemon.
Oh, you're my best friend.
In a world can fend.
Okay, that's enough of that.
The Enhanced Pokédex 3D! Did you get it?
I have Pokemon Pokédex 3D.
Good, because it is complimentary with the update!
It is. And it was, you know what? If you're a fan of Pokemon, which I'm not a huge fan anymore, I used to be, but then my balls dropped. it's actually pretty cool. You get to see all the stats on your Pokemon. People can send you data. You can send data to other people. It's really, really cool. You even get to see, like, little, their evolutions, their abilities, all this other good shit. It's pretty much like...
It's a Pokedex in real life.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the Pokedex to have.
See, I have written down, you can collect them from, like you said, from your friends and everything. You can do spot pass or scanning the AR markers.
Right.
And apparently you can share, oh, that's right, wasn't it? You could take a picture and, like, put the Pokemon in the picture with you and send it to your friends.
Right. Now I'm playing around with this thing.
Why have you not taken a picture with the Pokemon and sent it to me?
Are you serious?
I want to see a picture with you and a Pokemon.
I gotta find a cool Pokemon. I don't have any cool Pokemon. Because none of my friends play this. I want a picture with Mewtwo. Fuck what you heard.
Okay.
Simrot. Alright, fine. I'll have you. Clear.
I choose you! Go, Tony! Fight okay. The Pikachu!
So, I want a Pikachu. I'd have a Pikachu on my shoulder. It'd be pretty badass.
Pika!
Oh my god, don't do that again.
Pikachu!
What we're gonna do is...
Pika!
We're going to,
Pika?
Yeah, Pokemon 3D, Pokedex 3D is actually pretty cool. If you're really into Pokemon, go ahead and get it. It's totally, totally free. At least for the time being. So,
Pikachu!
Do it now. Do it now. Do it.
Pikachu!
I swear you're on like Three Shades of Gay. And I'm not talking like undercover gay. I'm talking like flamboyant Zoolander gay.
Pika!
Oh god. I probably just insulted somebody too. I apologize in advance.
Pika, Pika.
So what's next?
Pika! It is the great... Oh, wait, hold up. That Pokemon call sounded familiar.
What?
The one before that. I heard a Pokemon call and it sounded familiar.
Was it this one?
Yes.
Oh. It's Frillish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Apparently they're starting to reuse Pokemon calls.
Yeah, probably. It wouldn't surprise me. It's
surprise me at all.
Pokemon Black.
Oh, I don't have any of those. Yeah, they're reusing Pokemon calls. Anyway, this was some of the big news. This is what everyone was waiting for. The new console. Which, Okay, I'm gonna have to, you know, I'm gonna say it. I said the same thing when they came out with the Wii. Stupid fucking ass name. It's a stupid name. So, I still kind of do hold true that they should have kept the name of the Wii, the Nintendo Revolution. But they didn't. They called it the Wii.
They didn't get the memo, Megan.
I know. I faxed it, too.
I believe it.
So this is the new console. The Wii U. Yes, the Wii U. Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm putting this Pokédex down.
Yeah, you need to stop playing with that.
I'll sit here and play with this thing just to hear the noises.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes, the Wii U, which I actually got into a discussion about. Someone was complaining that they wanted a new console. And I was kind of like, well, there's one coming out. It's the Wii U. And they go, no, I want a good console. You know, they go, I want a good old-fashioned console. Like the days of the Nintendo 64.
No, you mean like the Wii.
Yes.
And the GameCube.
Yes.
He wants cartridges.
He kept saying that he didn't want gimmicks.
Welcome to the 21st century.
I know, right? He was like, I don't want a gimmick. And everyone was like, well, the Kinect is a gimmick. And the PS Move is a gimmick. And I was kind of like, every single video game in history is a gimmick.
I mean, you can sit here and say that the 64 had this big gimmick because it was the first console to actually have four ports onto its system. You could sit here and say that it had
3D rendering.
Yeah, that. Definitely that. Jesus Christ. People suck balls. And no offense, whoever it is.
No opinion on that. No, he kept saying he didn't want gimmicks, and I'm going, every new console that comes out is just a new gimmick to one-up the one before it.
Yeah. Today's day and age, gimmicks is what sells.
Yes. So, I don't know. That just kind of made me upset, because then it was in chat room and everyone else got upset, and I was just like, oh my god, you people.
You people!
I was like, you people who have the maturity level of a 10-year-old, which I am not convinced that some of them were not 10. So, but yes, let's talk about the Wii U.
Wii U. Wii U.
Wii U.
Wii U.
So they focused mostly on the controller.
Right.
I mean, from what I saw, what I thought was the console that held all the, you know, all the engineering and everything. It kind of looked like almost like an external hard drive to me.
The console?
Yeah.
Yes, the console looked kind of weird.
Which I'm fine with. If it's just going to look like that, I mean, it takes up less space. And if that means the only reason you'd have to get up is just pop in another disc and you can still do everything, like power up and power down from the controller, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool. I think that's actually pretty innovative with the direction they're going in.
I think the controller in itself was... For those of you who haven't seen anything on the E3 thing, which at this point is probably no one. But for those of you who haven't, you have to see the controller. Because A, it looks wicked.
And then badass!
B, it's... We can sit here and we can explain it all day, but you'll never really grasp onto it until you see this thing in action.
I mean, a lot of people were trying to call it, they're all like, oh, it's another portable. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's definitely not a portable. It is its own system with its own thing. I mean, it was legitly cool. It looked awesome.
And, like, some people were saying that this is them... You know, they're jumping the motion controller ship. No, actually, they're not.
Exactly. This thing is going to be compatible with all Wii games and accessories Not to mention this thing is going to be motion compatible, or it's going to be practically a gigantic motion controller in itself.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, so it was, like, say someone comes in, it was a touchscreen controller, but say, I think this is going to be the big thing for a lot of kids and their parents and everything, you know, where a lot of parents will be like, okay, you only have so much video game time, like if they play it in the living room, you know, you only have so much video game time because, you know, the parents want to watch something. Well, if someone comes in and says, okay, well, it's time to watch this, they can take it, the game will be on the controller, on the screen, and it moves down to the controller. So you do not have to stop your game.
That was probably one of the coolest. I think at that point, that's when my jaw dropped.
And that was right at the very beginning.
Yeah, guys, that was the very first 30 seconds of this 5-minute clip of what the 3DS can do.
So, and then also, it was a fucking drawing pad.
Yeah, they used this thing as a drawing pad. I think they were playing backgammon on it at one point in time.
I don't know, I have to touch on the drawing pad, being an artist. Drawing pads are fucking expensive. Because, I mean, obviously, you're not going to be able to do it on... Or you might be able to put it on your computer, I'm not sure. But, like, there's one drawing pad that I want so badly. Lar D'Souza from, Least I Could Do and Looking for Group. He has, it's a drawing pad, it's a, Wacom Cintiq. And it's just a bigger version of what this controller was, where it's like, I don't know, 20 inches or something. It can double as a second computer screen, but you draw on the screen. So you can see what you're doing, and that's what this drawing pad was with the Wii U controller.
Yeah.
Let me just say, that technology is amazing. I love that to fucking death. I am so excited about that, just being an artist myself, with my drawing pad that... It's an awesome drawing pad, don't get me wrong, but it's nothing like the Cintiq that's
$2,000! Anyway. We have,
Yeah, they were playing backgammon on it.
They were playing backgammon on it. There was a point in time where you see this the woman, and she has a Wii controller in her hand, and she looks down, and it's literally the ball.
For golf. She's playing golf. For golf.
And it looks so, so fucking cool.
Like, you put the controller on the ground, and it serves as your tee. It's awesome! I think that showed the compatibility with all the, with the Wiimote and all the accessories and everything.
Right. The biggest thing, and I think this was at the very end of the trailer. I mean, first off, let me go ahead and get into it. There was a part where there was this guy who was throwing ninja stars, and he was literally sliding his hand across the...
That was awesome!
Across the pad, and it was shooting the stars through, them on the TV.
So they're showing that it's not just a controller that acts like a portable game system where you can just look down. You can do other stuff on it, like use it as an actual controller.
And it has its own little web browser. That was so cool. That was really fucking cool. And the biggest thing that happened, and this literally made my jaw drop.
I'm watching you. I'm listening to you as I look at my notes because you're skipping stuff too.
Oh, am I? Well, go ahead and.
Well, because you said it started, you know, browse. You said the internet browser.
I'm going all off on memory and what I see on my notes.
Oh, okay. You go ahead and finish on your memory, and I'll just pick up what you missed.
Okay. You're going to pick up my
shortcomings, yes.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. biggest thing, and I know this was at the end of the trailer, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other shit that I missed, but once again, I was way too busy looking and not making enough notes. There is a part where this guy was going through and he was trying to find something on the Wii U, and he finds a picture of a parrot, and he literally flips this thing and it shows up on the TV screen as a movie and plays that movie. That alone, and when that happened, You can literally hear the crowd over the video. It got that big of a reaction.
Yep, that was at the very end.
Mm-hmm. It was so fucking cool. I mean, that was one of the biggest things that stood out to me, besides the entirety of the system itself. But yeah, go ahead and tell me what I missed.
There was, they used, you can use it with the Wii Fit. So that Wii Fit board you all bought, including myself, mm-hmm. you don't have to use the TV. You can go stand on your Wii Fit board and have the controller, and it will tell you your weight and all that other good stuff. I'm not sure. You might actually be able to work out with it. I'm not sure. You might still need the TV for that. It didn't show that. It just showed you can see all the details. So, like, you can still make your goals and everything, because there are people who still use the Wii Fit.
Uh-huh.
Like myself and Stephanie. So then they actually did show the controller being used, like, as the controller, where they showed it with, like, the sports, where you can aim, like they showed baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You can aim with the controller, and, like, you hold it up to the screen, and it shows you, like, an alternate view, and it shows you where you're aiming for the catcher's mitt. And then it also showed it using it to catch the ball after it got hit. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then also, you can make video calls with the controller.
That's another thing I forgot.
It had the camera in there, and you could, you know, call someone, made video calls. Where is this? Why do I have this share from controller to TV? I can't remember what that was. But they also said you get more details while playing a game. Their example was, which made me think they're actually going to do this, their example was they showed Zelda. And it was Skyward Sword. They were playing that, and while you were playing it, you could look down at your controller, and there was your inventory. So, like, if you needed to switch items, you tap the screen to switch items instead of having to pause it and go through all these menus and then get back to it and remember where you were. I thought that was really fucking cool. They're also coming out with a new zapper holder. Where it will, you'll still use the Wiimote and everything, but it'll have a stand for the Wii U controller. And then also, the Wii U is going to be backwards compatible.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's going to be backwards compatible with GameCube games also, like the Wii.
Negative.
No, just the Wii games?
Yeah, they've already confirmed that the GameCube will not be able to be played on the Wii U.
Okay. Oh, good. it's going to use HD image. Why do I have wireless HD image play without the TV with friends? I'm assuming that means you can play, like, if you wanted to play co-op or something, you could play it with the controller and not need the TV, and it'll still have an HD image.
I have zero idea.
Yeah, I just, you know, taking quick notes on this. We waited so fucking long to do this. And then I have, like, all the specs. I have, like, it's a 6.2-inch touchscreen. And it has a thumbpad, mm-hmm. and then your ZL, ZR, and your left and right buttons. It has an accelerometer, a control pad, your D-pad, a mic, a cam, a speaker, and a gyroscope, which I think makes it awesome. That's where you're going to get, like, if you hold it up to the screen and you tilt it, it's like doing, like, you know, you have that full 360-degree image of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then they really stress that this is not a portable handheld. This is not a new handheld. This is a console. And it's coming out in 2012.
Yep. Sometime after March.
Af- after March. I think it would be fucking awesome if it came out on April 1st.
Why?
Because that would be just classic Nintendo.
April Fools.
Exactly! That would be awesome!
That'd be a couple days from my birthday. Hooray, birthday
Loves. Present. And they go, April Fools! Everyone but Antonio can buy it!
Oh, that'd make me sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I
announce this next thing?
What?
Can I announce the next thing?
Sure.
It's the big one that literally the crowd went wild for. They went louder than the Wii U for.
Okay, because I guess there's a hole in my notes. I want to see what this is.
Oh my god, how can you not remember this? I think I fucking tweeted you all like, oh my fucking god! It was announced. There are no details. Just announced. They were talking to Sakurai.
Oh, okay. I do have this written down.
Yes. They were talking to Sakurai, and he was trying to decide if he wanted to do what he wanted to do. If he wanted to do a new game for the 3DS or for the Wii U. And he kind of went, what if we do something for both? And then he said it, and everyone was waiting for it. Everyone was hoping for it. Fucking another Super Smash Brothers.
Hooray.
Super Smash. It's just announced. There are no details. But Sakurai was like, let's do it. He was like, I finished Kid Icarus. I gotta do something else now. And he was all like, Super Smash Brothers. And we were all like, oh my god.
Okay. Boom. It was, I wish I still had my text messages. While this was going on, I was actually at work. I had to work that day.
And let me see if I still have the text messages.
And I think I asked her. I think I called her. And I told her four things that I wanted.
Yeah, you called me right before it started.
Right before it started, and I said, don't tell me, but there's four things I want to see. I don't think they'll happen, but I would love to see them. And Smash Brothers was one of the four that I wanted to see.
So was Star Fox.
So was Star Fox. I wanted to see a new Star Fox, and I wanted to see a new Smash Brothers. So two out of the four happened. I didn't get my Chrono Trigger or my Mother 3.
Everyone else, I saw a lot of things online about Mother 3.
Fucking Reggie. But anyway.
Is that Reggie's fault?
I have to blame somebody. And he was a flagship guy. I gotta blame the White Knight, because then he'll feel bad, and then he'll be like, alright, we're gonna bring Mother 3 over here.
Hang on. Okay. Here we go. You asked me on a scale of 1 to 10, how was it? And I went, this was an hour after it started, and I went, still happening, holy shite, my friend. And then I said it was an 8 so far. Because I think this was
right after they announced the Wii U.
Yes, it was right, so we didn't get to the stuff that we're about to talk about. So I said it's an 8 for right now. I said the 3DS is getting a shitload of games, and you gave a very emphatic, woo! I said, you, my friend, are going to be shitting bricks with the new console titles, which, you know what, I'm going to save the rest of these because that's coming up, so I'll save the rest of these texts for what you said.
Mm-hmm. They did announce Super Smash Bros. 3, or not Super Smash Bros. 3, they did say that Super Smash Bros. Was coming. It hasn't really been worked on, but they confirmed that they are going to come out with something on the Wii U. And is going to have some 3DS capabilities with it as well. They showed a video after that saying, hey, look, we're not going to play around with the graphics this time around. And showed a video of a bird. And it looked really fucking cool. Like, this thing can rival 360 graphics.
I did have it confirmed from Reggie. That it is a 1080p resolution.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
They have a new CPU and a GPU. I think
what do you got next, Megan?
I'm just doing, they're doing all about the experience and not the specs. That's why they didn't say that much about the specs of the Wii U. And they said there's going to be no change to the look of the Wii content of what they already have.
Yeah.
I have... Oh, they showed new Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Me, yeah, that looked really cool.
You get to play as your Miis!
I think after this is when they got into their games.
Yeah, because they were going to do more shooters. Oh, there was one title. It was for the Wii U and 3DS. It's the Lego City Stories.
Yeah, hey, Vice City Stories, Lego style.
And then... they had a thing with all these third-party companies. And there was Ubisoft, and wasn't one of them, wasn't it Peter Molyneux?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, no, it was Assassin's Creed! Assassin's Creed!
Just to name off some of the games that came out.
Or that are going to come out.
They're going to come out. Darksiders 2, which is going to be a launch title.
You little bitch.
There's going to be Batman, Arkham City, that's coming for the Wii U.
Yes, that was one of the text messages. I went, Batman, and you went, what?
Batman's going to be one. Assassin's Creed, there's going to be an Assassin's Creed for the Wii U. Ghost Recon Online is going to be on there.
Dirt.
Yeah, Dirt is going to get on there. Aliens Colonial Marines, which is guaranteed to be nasty. Metro Last Light.
Last Tekken. Night.
Oh, I'm sorry, good?
No, it was Metro Last Night.
Are you sure it's Night or Last Light?
Night. It's Night.
I swore it was Last Light.
Night. It's Night.
Are you sure?
You can Google that shit. It's Night.
I will Google it.
Google it right now. Google it.
Metro Last Light.
See, I was seeing shit for Night. Like, I saw trailers for Night. Hang on. We're going to pause this shit.
Its website is Metro Last Light.
I see trailers for Night.
They're wrong. It's Light.
No.
What? Oh, Megan.
Nope. I'm claiming Night because I watched like 3 trailers.
I'm looking up the website.
Well, fuck the website.
What do you mean, fuck the website?
They're wrong.
They can't be wrong. They're the developers.
They're wrong. Anyway, moving on. This one, the other game, which I sent you in a text message, and you went, oh god, no more.
Yep, Ninja Gaiden 3.
Working title, Razor's Edge.
Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Edge, and that's really sick, because, I mean, Ninja Gaiden hasn't been on a Nintendo system since, or hasn't been on a console system since Super Nintendo.
Bringing it back to Nintendo!
So that's actually pretty cool. You might see Ryu Hayabusa on a Super Smash Brothers. Tekken, and the Tekken had the customization, and it looked pretty cool. There was a lot of good games that got announced. It was just a shitstorm of good games. It was a hit after hit after hit. Yeah, I can't wait. Cannot wait.
You can hit up what's next, because that's totally all you.
I didn't even see what was next. That's all my notes have.
Really? You totally missed the EA Sports?
Oh, EA, I forgot about EA. Yeah, well, there's not a whole lot to say about it. The guy from EA came out and said, hey, look, we're happy to have our sports games. Woo, twirl his finger. About on the Wii U. And they did mention something that would be really cool. It would be really cool to set up your gameplay and then look down after your play and go down and look through your playbook and just flip through. That way, not having it on the screen and not having any way for your opponent to realize what kind of thing you're picking. And then on the play calling, let's say you have your playbook, let's say you have the field right on your bottom screen. You can actually touch the player and, you know, make your own little route. Stuff like that, man. That's actually pretty freaking cool. I like it. I like it a lot.
I actually did put actually kind of interesting, because I will not play a sports game on a console.
You should play Madden.
No.
Why not?
I don't like football.
Have you ever played a Madden?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then damn it.
Can't get me on that one!
Well, fuck. You haven't played an NBA game.
No, and I'm okay with that.
You haven't played NBA Jam, though. NBA
no.
Yeah.
I'm good without playing a sports game.
Oh, God. Megan, you're so close-minded.
No, actually, I'm not.
Megan. You're a jerk.
Yep. So that right after that, I wrote one note, was four platforms at once. Nintendo has four fucking platforms. They're poning ass.
They've got the DS, they've got the 3DS, they've got the Wii, and soon to be Wii U.
I mean, and all four of them are still going to be utilized.
Yep.
All at the same time. You know, it's not going to be like when, like, Sony comes out with the, you know, with their PS3 and, like, the PS2 just gets dropped. Or, you know, when they came out, they're coming out with this new, the Vita. So, you know, the PSP is going to be dropped. Or, you know, it's not like, Microsoft really doesn't count because they just had the Xbox and then the 360, so I think Nintendo really knows what they're doing with utilizing all four at once.
Right.
I mean, they are going to be in your home. They're going to be dominating your home for your games. And I think that's just a really smart move. So, yeah. I think that's it on the whole Nintendo press conference.
Yeah. That was it. What would you give them on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I'm probably going to go 9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
I got to say, this one was pretty cool. I have to give them a 9. I think that we all knew that Nintendo was the ones to beat, and
no one did.
No one could do it.
Again, like last year. They couldn't beat them last year.
I think this...
This year they topped themselves.
Yeah, this year they topped themselves.
Because no one knew that they were going to have a sucky launch title for the 3DS. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think the more they talked about the 3DS, and the more they talked about the 3DS, and the more they said, we're going to have like 26 games out on launch, I think everybody got excited because we're like, alright, awesome. And then nothing came out for launch.
Yeah.
And it was kind of disappointing. Super Street Fighter 4 was probably the biggest thing for a launch. And then everything else kind of just followed suit. Right now, I've got Ocarina of Time, and that's a blast. In about a week or two, I'm about to have Resident Evil Mercenaries, and then after that I'm gonna have freaking Star Fox, and then the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Tales of the Abyss 3D is gonna drop really soon, and I'm gonna blow $40 then too, even though I have two copies of that game. So
yeah, I think now is they're really capitalizing on that 3DS.
Yeah, now is the time where they kind of got it out, and a lot of people are like, okay, we have one now, what are we going to do with it? And Nintendo's like, all right, well, I'm going to show you.
Yeah. Now they're saying, everyone else who didn't get it, go on, get it now.
Yeah. And I'm waiting for my Netflix capabilities on my 3DS. I want to see how that son of a bitch is going to work.
I think it's going to come.
It better.
I think there's a good chance it's going to come.
I hope so. They say it is.
I know Nintendo was the last one to get Netflix. They were the last one to get Netflix, right? On the Wii?
No.
No, that was Sony, wasn't it?
Sony was the last one to get on the 3DS, I believe. I mean, not on the 3DS. They were the last ones to get Netflix on their system.
That's right. It was Microsoft first, and then it was the Wii, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I think right now Nintendo is like, you know what? The past couple of years haven't been so good for us profit-wise. We're going to show you what we can do. They're like, we are going to show you that we can blow you out of the park, and we are going to fucking rape your wallets.
Rape your wallets.
Basically. And, you know, it's not even going to be technically rape, because everyone's going to go, here you go. Just, would you just like, can I do a payroll deduction, Nintendo?
And something else about it that I have to say is Nintendo, I think, is the front runners. And the reason, but everybody's not taking them seriously, because Sony recently came out and said that they're not pressured by the Wii U to rush the PS4 announcement. In fact, an exact quote from Jack Tretton, for those of you who don't know who Jack Tretton is, he's pretty much the Sony CEO.
Who has a very monotone voice.
Yeah, a very monotone voice.
He kind of killed the press conference.
He has... what we've seen... Oh, I didn't see anything about Nintendo's announcement that said, oh, we better get working on rolling out a new PlayStation here pretty soon. What we've seen from the competition is trying to add features that already exist in PlayStation 3. We heavily invested in that. We rolled a very heavy rock up a steep hill through the launch period, but now I think all that pays off, and we've got a long runaway behind it.
Yep.
I think Sony's kind of, I don't want to say they're fucked, but I think they're in trouble, and I don't think they realize how much trouble they have.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
You know, I think I use this, and this is where we're earning our explicit tag. With this press conference, Nintendo basically said to Sony and Microsoft, bend the fuck over that table, and I'm going to give you the option of choosing who's going to get fucked first.
Nah.
I'll even let you lube yourselves up.
That's terrible.
But that's basically what Nintendo did. They're all like, no one saw it coming, so booyah, bitches. Take it up the ass like good little boys.
Wow.
I think that's what they did. They did it because no one was expecting it. I mean, they brought, not saying that the others didn't bring their A games.
It just wasn't enough.
Yeah, no, it wasn't enough. Nintendo has been bringing it. There have been Nintendo fails, but this is not one of them.
Yep.
So I think though the only problem with that is Nintendo now has to beat themselves next year.
Yep.
Nintendo is their own competition for E3.
At least I think next year is going to focus more on games. I think with last year's 3DS announcement and then this year's
Wii U,
I think now they're going to focus on games. And I think next year is going to be the time where Sony and or Xbox is going to come out here and say,
here's our new console.
Yeah, this is our new system. I don't think Sony will do it next year. I'm a firm believer that Microsoft might do it.
I heard someone, I think it was probably in G4, they said, we're not going to see the console war like we did last time.
No.
But I think Sony and Microsoft, they want a console war.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Nintendo wants it as bad, because they are more, and I think it was something that Reggie said, like, they're blazing their own trail. You know, blazing their own path. I think Nintendo is all about showing up. They're showing up and they're showing off. They don't really care that much about a war.
Agreed.
So I think if it's going to be a war or if there's going to be anything, it's going to be it's going to be Sony and Microsoft.
Wholeheartedly agree.
So, but yeah, so that was E3.
Yeah, it was. It was actually really exciting. I really wish there were some other things that I could say afterwards, but I can't.
I'm going to say I'm going to be searching for 3 part-time jobs to pay for everything I want to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should start saving everything up now so you actually have some money to pay bills for when Nintendo breaks your wallet.
Bills are overrated.
Well, you need electricity to charge your 3DS.
Who needs bills? Who needs bills when you have friends?
You lose friends when you can't get a hold of them.
That's not true. I have 2 feet. I'll always get a hold of somebody. Overall, Nintendo was probably the biggest group that said, hey, look, take my money. And I respect them for that. I think that was awesome.
Yeah, they did a really good way of saying, we're going to make you poor. But you're going to be happy poor!
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what they did. They're all like, we're going to make everyone in the U.S. poor. Or poorer.
Poorer.
But you're going to be happy. Not like when the government does it. You're going to be happy.
Well, you're going to sit here and you're going to take it and you're going to like it.
We guarantee it.
Good boy.
So, yeah. That was E3. And that was our coverage.
Yeah.
Of E3. I know this one is going to go out way super fucking late, but that, you can blame life. You can blame life on that one.
Yeah, I guess we really need to start kicking it up a notch regarding our podcast, but things keep getting in the way. We're trying to update it as often as possible. I need to start working on blogs. I have about 6 or 7 blog ideas that I just have not got up off my ass to write.
I've been spending a lot of time in the hospital.
Yeah, with her family emergencies. So we're still working on a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to do video podcasts. We have a whole bunch of stuff that's just kind of waiting to get put out.
We have a whole bunch of ideas. We were just commenting on that, so.
Yeah, so don't think that we're slipping up. We're really paying attention, and yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you guys have any good ideas, send us an email, write a comment, smoke signal.
tcpspodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
Also, Twitter, tcpspodcast.
And if Chris Hardwick is listening to this, hi.
And Matt Jonah, I love you too.
I think you guys should definitely, I don't know, do something cool with us. Like, play a game with us. Before you get all big and popular, you know. Big, 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 big.
Big C? Sorry, inside joke with everyone who listens to the Nerdish Podcast. So it's not really inside.
It's not really an inside joke, Megan, if everybody knows it.
No, but it's an inside joke apparently where you're concerned.
Well, shit, I mean, I could make it an inside joke, but...
You should, because it's a fucking amazing podcast!
Oh, yeah. I've heard Nerdist. I've listened to Nerdist.
Have you listened to all 100 podcasts?
I have things to do, like...
I listen to it in the car, then!
Jesus Christ, I like music.
I like music too, but I'll listen to them over music.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
So yes, Chris, Matt, Jonah, hi!
Hey look, I defended you against somebody, please love me.
I met you in Detroit! You and Mike Furman, who's awesome!
Oh boy. Anyway, we should probably end this podcast.
Lego TARDIS!
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so that was Nintendo. And that was E3. That was E3, so... And so, yeah, stay tuned. Blog posts as soon as Tony gets up off his ass.
Mom.
Which is actually funny because you don't actually have to get up off your ass to do a blog post.
Blog post? Blog yeah. post?
I was saying blog post.
Oh boy.
It's the heat.
Somebody needs to lay off that reefer.
It's the heat.
Oh man.
So yes. That's us. So
yeah, awkward silence.
Awkward silence, let's go! So you're not being silent.
Silent.
Now we have to redo the awkward silence.
Oh shit, sorry. I didn't realize I was supposed to be like really silent.
You have to be for awkward silence, you have to be silent.
You're mean.
Awkward silence. Hang on, this is not about to be silent in about 2 seconds.
Oh god.
Hang on, okay, never mind, it's gonna be silent. Don't you love awkward silence?
You're so weird.
But it's awesome!